Today's Vestry Sunday, I take this opportunity to present to you a summary report from the priest in charge. And I invite you to come on board and discern God's will for us as a parish. Discerning God's will together. What is the will of God for St. George and Young? For almost a century, St. George and Young has been a place of Christian worship, of Christian service, fellowship, and outreach. And if you've read the history of the parish, you might be aware that from this parish, at least three churches have been planted. And when I came to this parish in 2015, I was given a little red book, which is really precious. It's somewhere in my office, so if you ever go into my office, please understand that that red book is out of bounds. And it gives the history of the parish from 1922 up to a certain point. And by God's grace, in 2 years' time, this parish will be celebrating 100 years. But last year was a time of repositioning the parish in keeping with our mission. And our mission statement goes something like this: to nurture our relationships with God in Christ, with one another, and with our community. So we as a people of faith, God, each other, and our community. And we continue to work towards the goal of being a healthy, missional Anglican community. Worship remains firmly at the center of parish life, with three Sunday services at 8, which is said Eucharist, at 9, the Mandarin Fellowship, and at 10:30, the sung Eucharist. And the Wednesday midday Eucharist, in the spring and in the fall, attracted in the last little while our own seniors, a faithful few, and drop-ins. Evening prayer was offered in Lent and in Advent, but with very limited success. We've been blessed with a team of, or several teams, who support worship, including our subdeacons, our readers, our intercessors, our chalice administrators, lay anointers, altar guild, ushers, organists, choir, and many others. And you faithfully commit your gifts and energy so that the worship services could run smoothly. So what you see happening on Sunday morning is a result of lots of effort and lots of energy. Last year, our faith formation was organized around two study series. It's all about Jesus in Lent. And in the fall, we had a series from visitor to disciple, 8 ways that our church can help. Both series were well received and had an average attendance of 10 to 12 persons per session. And as a sequel, and as part of our mission action implementation, we look forward to welcoming Professor John Bowen to facilitate a conversation about discipleship making so that we can continue to transform our lives and so that we will be equipped to take a stand for Christianity in the world. And you would know that that's a very important role of the Christian. I don't know about you, but at least one day per week, I get a rap on the door. Someone is coming to explain something to me about faith life, and usually they would have 2 little booklets, and I won't get into any details here. So we, as people of faith, must know where we stand, and we must be equipped to explain our faith to others. Meanwhile, however, we continue to explore options for faith formation, particularly for our children and youth, for new Christians and for newcomers to the parish. Sacramental and pastoral services are ongoing ministries of the parish, and these are offered faithfully by clergy and trained lay volunteers. Statistics have been provided in the vestry package, and I hope that you've had a chance to look at that package. If not, we do have some packages available, and you can also get it sent to you electronically. However, some teams like the prayer group and the prayer shawl ministry function discreetly behind the scenes to support the visible aspects of pastoral care. I have personally benefited from the prayer ministry and certainly from the prayer shawls. And I recall 3 years ago when my brother was ill at Sunnybrook Hospital, we were really encouraged when we were offered a prayer shawl for him. And these are ministries that function discreetly behind the scenes, serving people in their most vulnerable conditions and in times of greatest need. Now, the highlights from 2019 appear in the various reports, which point to a full and successful year for the parish. Allow me to report, however, that I've received very positive feedback from you about the confirmation of 5 of our young people by Bishop Asbill at St. James Cathedral last April. And their preparation was part of a collaborative approach across the deanery. And let me pause to reflect on that with you. Quite often in parishes, we look around and we say words like this: well, we do not have a critical mass to do X. We might look around and say, no children showed up this morning, why have a Sunday school? We have to work with God's timing and look around and see how we can collaborate with other parishes. So if we as a parish do not have a critical mass for something that we find is useful, then we can work with other parishes. And certainly the preparation for confirmation for our young people shows that we can do things together. Another highlight of the parish was the Episcopal visit of Bishop Robertson with celebration of St. George's Day and volunteer recognition. This was an occasion for the entire parish to get together. And of course, the ordination of Reverend Morning Rang, who's with us at the 10:30 service this morning, was a time of great celebration. The family services on Good Friday and Christmas Eve, with the involvement of the children and youth, were well supported. There's a report on the Mandarin ministry in the vestry package, and I hope you've had a chance to read that report prepared by Reverend Morning Rang. And Reverend Morning continued the leadership of the Mandarin ministry in 2019 and was ordained priest on May the 25th. I'm not going to say much about mission action planning because you're going to have quite a report on that. But the result of that work can be found elsewhere in the vestry package, and there's a proposed implementation phase over 18 months. And I've asked Geraldine to say a few words about that once I take my seat. But looking beyond the parish, we have continued to engage the local community and to connect with our neighbors. Monthly worship at Del Manor and Lansing Retirement Residences continued throughout the year. And in addition, the parish started a monthly service at Canterbury Place with Reverend Morning Wang as the presider. We maintained ecumenical partnerships, including our participation in the annual World Day of Prayer service. And the parish is now poised to host that service on March the 7th here, with lunch starting at 12 and the service starting at 1. So please place that on your calendar. In addition, our community carol sing-along received lots of kudos and considerable community support. And there's a growing consensus to make it an annual event for welcoming people into the church. Details of other community engagement appear elsewhere in the vestry package, and you would have hopefully read that report by Doug Hayes. And this confirms the parish's intention to keep looking for bridges to the community and opportunities to share God's love with others. Now, when I reflected at the time when I wrote this vestry report, I floated 7 ideas for consideration. I just want to read them very quickly. First of all, there's growing consensus that we should build capacity to implement the Mission Action Plan, and you'd hear more about that. Secondly, we must keep before us the priority of resourcing our children and youth ministries by hiring a children and youth ministry leader. You'll hear more about that. We must facilitate worship in people's homes. We must encourage house blessings and Christian fellowship outside the church. Cell groups in homes, in offices, wherever people gather. We must prepare for the 100th anniversary of the parish. It's only 2 years away, folks. We need to start planning now. Nurturing small support groups, cell groups, people who get together, support each other, who pray with each other, who encourage each other, who are more comfortable in a small intimate setting. We must enhance pastoral support and resources for seniors. Critical. And we must also validate and reinforce our Keep in Touch programs, keeping in touch with people, including the telephone tree. So those are 7 thoughts for reflection, which build on all of the other ideas which are being presented. And finally, the ministries of St. George and Young could not happen without the dedication of staff and volunteers. I just want to pause here to say thank you to all the builders of this parish over the years. People who have come, they've placed one block and might still be here or who might have moved on. And as I look around today, I see former wardens. And I know that when I came to this parish in 2015, the wardens at that time were always rushing into Canon Mark's office, another financial situation to deal with. And I often wondered, how did they sleep at night? And so I'm particularly grateful to those who have been courageous in building this place, the builders. I see many of you here who were part of the rebuild. A courageous move. And many of you who have been around the parish and who have worked faithfully behind the scenes to make this a place where we can stand today and celebrate what God is doing and pray in hope for what God will do in the future. So a profound gratitude to former wardens, former treasurers, former everyone who have made this place what it is today. I am especially grateful to those who continue to contribute to the work of the parish. Our parish has been well served by Sister Connie, the Reverend Morning Wang, our music director, Michael Leach, the corporation, our wardens work tirelessly, by the parish advisory board, our envelope secretary, who works diligently behind the scenes. She's here at least one day per week. Our Sunday school staff, who are patient and who wait for your children and grandchildren to show up, sometimes without anyone showing up. But they work faithfully and they actually prepare every Sunday. Our synod delegates, our YCCI board, and all the members of all working committees and groups. Thanks for your dedication and our shared ministry. And I make two commitments to you today. First of all, to be an example of faithful service. Not perfect service, but faithful service. And secondly, to be a catalyst for spiritual enthusiasm in the parish. So my sisters and my brothers in Christ, may God grant us the strength and the courage to persevere. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you've called us to be people set apart. You've called us to feel with thoughtful mind and to think with tender heart. And so today we ask you for faith and courage to make us equal to the task. Amen.